As always, the Folks Festival begins with the Songwriter Showcase. And they call through over 500 entries to get these 10 finalists. And I want you to welcome them as loud as you can. We're going to be kicking off with Kyle James Hauser from Boulder, Colorado.
Hey, everybody. My name's Kyle, and this is the tune that got me here.
High up on a mountaintop, a city tries to sleep. Ashes from the battle lost settle at their feet, while the wishes of new widows who went dancing in the streets are gone from their eyes. Lights all flicker out one by one like lovers' looks, for the soldiers who said goodbye all ended up in books, books their children read and sing a melody. So sweet a lullaby. But it's all long gone, it's all long gone away. It's all long gone, it's all long gone away. Darkness comes and takes its hold upon the little town, while silently the enemy drops down through the clouds. It only hurts them for a moment, and there's hardly a sound to break the night. Morning light, the sun comes up, dreams begin to fade, memories are broken and reality unmade, as fathers wander blindly through streets without names and look for loved ones. But it's all long gone, it's all long gone away. It's all long gone, it's all long gone away. And somewhere you'll hear laughter and see children hard at play, a place where no one's dying and the skies are never gray. But here the sun has come to earth and left without a trace, and I'm crying, 'cause it's all long gone, it's all long gone away. It's all long gone, it's all long gone away. It's all long gone, it's all long gone away. It's all long gone, it's all long gone.
Thank you.
I had the opportunity to speak with Kyle James Hauser. Born in Alexandria, Virginia, he suffered an injury in his shoulder in college that resulted in him picking up his father's old banjo. I asked him about the differences between writing songs on the banjo instead of the more commonly used guitar.
You know, I think the probably the biggest difference that it makes is the banjo has far less sustain and far less sonic territory than the guitar does. So you have to think up, you have to be clever about what you play. It's almost like having another voice more than an accompanying instrument. Whereas guitar, you can kind of just hit it and it'll sound nice and big. A banjo, if you hit it, it sounds really terrible. So you have to be a little more cautious with the notes that you choose. It's almost thinking about creating counterpoint to a melody line as opposed to just a bass arrangement or accompaniment.
I ask Kyle where his songwriting comes from.
I think that it starts with this feeling that I have to kind of get something off my chest. It really is sort of a therapeutic process for me. But as soon as I enter into the writing process, I'm often thinking about the end listener from the very beginning, which sometimes can be a curse as well as a blessing. You know, you have to be careful to not critique yourself too heavily in the writing process.
So this next tune, I was fortunate enough to be able to do some traveling in Europe a couple of years ago, and I was doing what tourists do, you know, just looking up at everything. And at that this particular moment, I was looking up at a building. It was this big glass, brand new, awful McDonald's or something. I don't know. And next to it was this really amazing old building, and it had a plaque on it. It was like 1653 or whenever it was built. And I thought, well, this is weird. So I asked this old woman who was walking by, because everybody speaks English, if you didn't know, in Europe, better than we do. And I said, so what's the deal? Like, why, like, whose idea was it to put a brand new building next to this? Obviously, there was a cool old building here at one point. Like, where'd it go? And she said, oh, that one got blown up in the war. And, well, I didn't know what to say. So I wrote this tune.
Piled on the streets of Norway, tattered like the sails of the ships in the bay. For the harbors they came and destroyed all the buildings. Now the people are fading away. Like Julie, so pretty, her garden is burned now. The petals of her lilies are black as the dirt. Oh, her flowers, like her lover, are crumbling away in a pile thrown onto the earth. Oh, the people of Norway are battered and broken. Faces like ash after fires have gone. Scattered, scared, and soaked to the bone. Families drift down the road. Her father, David, is holding his tears back for the home and the hearth that he labored to earn. All the years stacked like coins were stolen away, and he doesn't know where they should turn. All the people of Norway are battered and broken. Faces like ash after fires have gone. Scattered, scared, and soaked to the bone. Families drift down the road. And mother, sweet Helen, lies in her bed so still. They would wonder if she ever had woke. For the shots came so quickly, the fire so slow. She was left there to die in her home. Oh, the people of Norway are battered and broken. Faces like ash after fires have gone. Scattered, scared, and soaked to the bone. Families drift down the road. All the people of Norway will not be forgotten. The ones who died and the ones that were spared. Here I sit now in Norway, 60 years later, enjoying the freedom they earned.
Thanks, everybody. My name's Kyle James Hauser.
I'm Jen Hitt, and we're listening to the Songwriter Showcase finalists from the Rocky Mountain Folks Fest.
From Somerville, Massachusetts, welcome Oland Mandel.
Good afternoon.
My sorrows and the tears that I shed. In my eyes she saw a tower on fire. Said I'd burn alive with my desire. Cannot see. Oh, move me, for I long to be free. In my dreams I watched upon your shore. I'd been deep in the tide, searching for something more. And in my seashell heart there was a pearl, wrapped in the mystery of a pearl.
Thank you so much.
Oland Mandel, recorded at the Rocky Mountain Folks Fest. The next finalist we'll hear from is Ryan Tanner, one of the two finalists who also attended this year's Song School. Ryan was particularly amazed to have the opportunity to learn from songwriter and instructor Mary Gaucher.
An interesting part of her is the spiritual side of being a songwriter, that you're a conduit, you know, that the creation is kind of a co-creation, that you're acting as a channel to put things down on a page. And that's always an interesting thing to, you know, when you get into the spiritual side of songwriting and the calling to be a songwriter and the message and the individual things that you have to say as a human being and as a songwriter. I didn't think about that for a really long time. So to hear her say that, it really makes it a pretty heavy responsibility and something that you don't, you know, she kind of says, don't take it lightly. And that's, you know, that's quite the challenge. You know, I've been writing songs for about 10 years. And I kind of feel like I'm just barely getting to understanding what I have to say and what I'm writing about. Like, I feel it's taken me that long. I kind of feel like this is 10 years into it. I'm at the beginning of the journey, which is exciting and terrifying. I know there's people who are great at it right from the beginning, and I've had to work at it and feel like I'm making great progress. So I think as long as I'm writing a song today that was better than yesterday, I kind of feel like I'm on the right track.
From Salt Lake City, Utah, welcome Ryan Tanner.
Thank you.
It's so great to be here.
Keep all your letters in rows. Your father's drinking, that's how he copes. And your coat still hangs in the hall, right next to the stair where I got the call. And they said, you're not coming home. It's just not the thing to hear on the phone. And there's a party down on Sycamore Street, across from Bill's Diner, where we sit on the curb and we'd laugh as Tommy made out in his brother's Cadillac. The same street we followed you down, waving flags, throwing flowers on the way out of town. Some say it's too late for love. Some say it's too late for love. And I hope it's not, 'cause it's all I've got. Some say it's too late for love. Husbands and fathers, mothers and daughters, we've already given too much. Count up the cost of all that we've lost. The answers never amounted to much. And now we're green grass meets blue, gathered in circles, and we're waiting for you. The warmth of the afternoon sun. We've all got our questions, and I'm coming undone. And I know you're not coming home. It's just not the way we planned. We were young. Some say it's too late for love. Some say it's too late for love. I hope it's not, 'cause it's all I've got. Some say it's too late for love. Thank you.
Ryan Tanner with It's All I've Got. He released his 8-song EP called 7 Years shortly after the Folks Fest.